The sex offender GPS law, signed by the governor last year, calls for using the technology only on serious sex offenders who've served time for multiple assaults on children. The director of the Department of Corrections Sex Offender Programs, Melissa Roberts, says she sees GPS as a useful but costly tool that parole officers and police can use along with polygraph tests to prevent sex offenders from repeating their crimes.
GPS will tell us where somebody is, but it doesn't tell us what they're doing when they're there, and polygraph helps us do that. So things cost money, but any tool as a department that we are given, we certainly want to use to increase accountability for those offenders.
The DOC estimates it would cost as much as $10,000 a year per offender to implement GPS tracking. But Republican Representative Scott Souter of Abbotsford says California, Michigan, and North Carolina have all implemented programs for much less than that.
So any way you cut it, the Department of Corrections estimates are way off, completely overinflated. And I believe they're trying to, frankly, pad their budget through this program. The department is playing some games to try to get additional staff and additional resources, and I don't believe it's going to work.
Souter, who sits on the Joint Finance Committee, says before the governor submits his corrected budget in February, he plans to get quotes from GPS companies that will clarify how much it will cost to use GPS to keep track of dangerous sex offenders. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.